I was organizing my Google Drive the other day, and I went pretty far back. You see, I haven't organized my Google Drive in literally years, or probably ever. So on that journey, I found some pretty unexpected things. One of those things that I did not expect was a file named All Hands on Deck, which was from about 2 years ago, and to my surprise, it was a script that I wrote and apparently completely forgot about. I never posted it anywhere. I never filled it. I never did anything with it. It is 4 pages long. I don't know if it's finished or not. I haven't read it. I thought that it would be interesting to check it out here with you, very informally, and try and get a very fun, terrible fill of this probably very bad script. I was not very good at writing back then, I don't think. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. Let me just jump into the scene info here. I haven't read this. I know nothing about this. Scene info. After an incident on the ship, a ship, I guess, results in your pantaloons coming down. All right, I wrote pantaloons in the script. Great to know we're at a great start. The entire pirate crew is exposed to your dick. I understand the name of the script now. The captain of the ship is surprised by just how impressive your vessel is. You are pulled to the side because someone with so much beauty in their pants cannot be ignored. And another crew member gets you off and appreciates every second of having their hands on your crow's nest. So essentially, this is a cock appreciation audio. All right. What a scene. Yeah, what a description. Wow. Notes, lines, of course, are read in pirate speak. Any names can be placeholders and be swapped out. I guess I made that so it could be easily filled by people. It is bizarre in how little I remember about this. Wow. All right. Maybe I'll edit this really crudely. I don't want to edit very much because I'm resting up my hands today. But sound effects. Sounds of the sea are present in the background. People are chattering in the background. Oh, pirates. Oh. The mood is fairly tired as the performer has been organizing ship preparation. Incredible. All right. Oh, okay. I'm gonna shift into character here. Let me take a drink of Arizona green tea. I will try and be as serious as possible. I will try and be as serious. Try and be as serious as possible during this, if that is possible with a script where pantaloons is like the seventh word in it. In the scene description, that is. I don't know if I ever say that in here. We'll find out, though. Aye. Keep in line, boys. Nice, organized fashion. Don't want one of you to fall off before we even board the ship. We're gonna have a grand journey. As long as Calico has brought the rum. Let's see. We've got our quartermaster, first and second mate, the chief engineer, and. You buccaneer bastard! I didn't realize you were coming aboard. Nice to see you again. Almost everyone is on, so we'll be ready to take off to the sea fairly soon. Yahoy. Actually, we don't have anything to set up the sails. We'll need to figure out some of this and use the equipment to easily set sail later. Come here. And since I forgot to do this earlier, we'll take care of this now. Rope moving. Can you give me a hand here so we're all ready? Aye. Just firmly grasp it like that. Just grab onto it. Just make sure you don't get the hook stuck on your clothes. We'll lift everything right here. When I say ho. When I say the ho of heave ho. Already? Make sure you have your hands on it. Heave ho! Sound effects, the sound of dropping materials. Wait, let me grab something to throw on the ground.
Oh,
no! You son of a... Biscuits eater, my fucking toes! I mean, my... apologies, my pirate manners here. Don't worry about me, mistakes happen. Mate, your pants! They got caught in a hook and they dropped! They ripped them straight off, didn't they? And they brought your undergarments right off with them and... yo ho ho, matey. You didn't tell me you had such a beautiful cutlass hiding in there. You're not even fully masked yet, are you? I can't even imagine how impressive you look when you're completely hard, with that delectable curve and that wonderfully crafted vessel looking so nice already. Oh, we're still completely visible on the ship. Wait, give me a sec. What does this mean? We're still completely visible on the ship? I'm just gonna keep going. I don't know what that means. Yo-ho-ho. Other crewmates. Wait, other crewmates. Wow, nice a dick.
Oh my goodness, I've never seen a ship like that before.
Oh my... Wait, what's another voice? I'm finding other voices.
It's me. Bug Monster Joe. I'm not actually a bug monster. I'm just a normal person. I've been looking for an identity for my entire life. Anyways, you have a very nice penis.
Okay, I gotta get one more in here. What's like a, can I get like,
wow, that is quite the genitalia I've seen. Best genitalia I've seen in my current day, right there. Wow.
Well, that's a nice thumbs up that one's given you. Are your clothes okay? Dang. They are pretty torn. Buddy, make sure to get you a fresh pair inside of the ship. Besides, my foot hurts from everything falling on my foot. Somebody, come on. Take care of this. We're going inside so I can rest and, take care of everything here. And get it covered up, of course. Come here. Come with me. Ocean sounds start to fade out. Walking on wood, a door opens and closes as they enter into a side cabin area on the ship. Sure. Just in here. We have plenty of extra clothes, but and I've been having a pretty long day. It's been pretty difficult, hard. If you don't mind, I'd really love to have some fun with your equipment right here. Do you mind? Good, mate. Let me get in my knees. Your cock. Mate. Wow. I love seeing legs like yours. And it all leads up to the treasure in the middle. I'm gonna get my hands on it, okay? The pirates gotta get their hands on something to properly explore it, don't they? You can reach down, grab onto my hair, guide my hand if you need. Okay, I didn't think you'd rip into my hair that hard, but I'm not complaining. Well, you're warm. Makes it feel really nice to stroke you. You really do have a lot going for you, you know? Every part of your body looks too good to be true, nearly. Makes me disappointed that you haven't had your clothes fall off you any time earlier. I'm kidding. I would imagine that you would probably want your clothes on for most of your duration of the trip. And I care about my private Q's comfort. But, well, I can feel you getting harder, mate. This is just what I need after setting everything up today. Slowly stroking you just like this. Seeing your body shake every little bit from how I touch you. I'm just trying to touch you like how I... like my own body being felt. Because then I know. Then I know it might be sensitive. That's right. You can enjoy this all you want. Every pirate in the crew needs some enjoyment every so often, don't we? After going on adventures, digging up treasure, it's nice to have that little bit of greeniness in here. Every stroke, every little bit of skin, I move my hand back and forth and tease all the other parts of your body. I really can't get enough of this. Shudder for me, Mar, moan for me. Do everything that your body craves. Okay, I really can't take any more. I really need to taste your cock. Intermittent dick-sucking sounds begin. Okay. Let me take a drink here. Let me take a drink. This isn't Arizona green tea. This is cum. No. I would never mistake those two. All right.
You go on a teaser trip like this. Just great. You can get my hands on you.
You taste great. All right. I'm gonna keep my hands on you. I'm just sucking you off. Can you handle that? Can you handle me touching you for that long?
My tongue over here.
I want as much fish in my mouth as possible. Wish I knew you had such an alluring dick this entire time. I'm gonna take you a little deeper, okay? And don't worry. You can grab my hair, play with me like you like, and you can come in my mouth just like you want to.
Dick sucking intensifies. What? What is this script? Okay.
I'm gonna drain you. Actually, I make you come.
What? Thought I was just gonna use my mouth. No. My hands just. Cannot stop looking at you. My hands want you just as much. Okay. You can come in my mouth. I'm gonna put you back in. I'm gonna shake as much as you want, I don't care. Push me as deep as you want. Fucking use my mouth. Thank you. Oh, thank you for that. I Yeah, I worked pretty hard today. This exhausted me the most. But somehow it was also favorite part of the day. come here. Let me grab you some nice new clothes. Might need to grab a new set after being so dirty in these, after all. Myself, I mean. Grab both of us. Clothes, whatever. And that's... trust. You can get some rest if you need. There's plenty to lay down here, so we should be doing pretty good. When you're prepared, we have a whole adventure of a voyage ahead of us. Glad you're aboard, mate.
Script end. All right. Wow. Oh, that's good. That's good. I drink more Amazon green tea. Ah. Ah.
So, I like that script. That was way more fun than I thought it would be. It's a little weird, but definitely a very, what's the word? I feel like it's very sarcastically written. I can see myself writing this while extremely sleep deprived. And then just forgetting about it the next day for whatever reason. Anyways, yeah, that was a informal reading of a script I found, very old on my Google Drive, that apparently I wrote a long time ago. Yes. I don't mind the super informal, like, lewd audio kind of thing. Maybe I'll do that more if I'm tired, because this was a lot of fun. Alright, I'm gonna go eat lunch and drink more tea. Have a good one. Yo ho ho. Bye bye.